Good morning. It's Monday, February 2nd, and welcome to your daily Higher IQ briefing. Quick Groundhog Day update before we dive in. Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow this morning at Gobbler's Knob, which means 6 more weeks of winter. As we talked about earlier this week, Phil has been right about 30% of the time over the past decade, so take the forecast accordingly. For today's briefing, we're doing something different. The Grammys happened last night, and we're going to spend the full episode on a question the show raised without really answering: who actually makes the music we love? Kendrick Lamar won big last night, Best Rap Album for GNX, Record of the Year for Luther with SZA, Best Rap Song for TV Off, 4 Grammys total, pushing his career count to 26 and making him the most awarded hip-hop artist in Grammy history, passing Jay-Z. In his acceptance speech, Lamar said, "Hip-hop is going to always be right here. We're going to be in these suits. We're going to be looking good. We're going to be having our culture with us." But here's what caught our attention. Look at the credits on TV Off, the song that won Best Rap Song. Among the 7 songwriters listed is Jack Antonoff. If you watched the show, you probably saw Kendrick accept the award. You probably didn't hear Antonoff's name, but he's there, in the fine print, along with everyone else who actually built the thing. Antonoff had 7 nominations last night. He's an 11-time Grammy winner. He won Producer of the Year 3 consecutive years from 2022 to 2024. He's worked with Taylor Swift, Lana Del Rey, Lorde, Sabrina Carpenter. This year, he was nominated in Album of the Year, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year for work with 2 different artists, Kendrick Lamar and Sabrina Carpenter. That's never happened before for a producer-songwriter. First time in Grammy history. And most people couldn't pick him out of a lineup. This is the invisible hitmaker phenomenon. There's a small group of people who've written or produced a staggering percentage of the pop music you've heard over the past 30 years, and almost none of them are household names. The godfather of this world is a Swedish guy named Max Martin. If you know one name from today's episode, it should be his. Max Martin has written 28 number one songs on the Billboard Hot 100. That's second only to Paul McCartney, who has 32. He's produced 26 number one songs, which is the all-time record for any producer. To put that in perspective, George Martin, the legendary Beatles producer, had 23. Max Martin passed him in 2024. His catalog reads like a history of pop music. He wrote Baby One More Time for Britney Spears in 1999. I Want It That Way for the Backstreet Boys, I Kissed a Girl and Roar for Katy Perry, Shake It Off and Blank Space for Taylor Swift, Blinding Lights for The Weeknd, which Billboard ranked as the greatest Hot 100 song of all time. That's one guy, over 30 years, hitting number one across completely different eras of music. And here's what's remarkable. Max Martin doesn't do interviews. He doesn't walk red carpets. He rarely appears in public. In a 2019 conversation, one of the few times he's spoken on record, he said, "If 200 million people love something, then I try to understand why. It's almost like science to me. You listen and try to crack the code. Study what works, figure out the formula, apply it. The results speak for themselves." The model traces back to something called Chiron Studios in Stockholm in the 1990s. Martin and his collaborators developed a system where the producers write the songs, play the instruments, handle the engineering and mixing, and then bring in the artist near the end, primarily for vocals. The artist becomes the face. The producer stays in the background. The song is a product of the machine, but it's sold as an expression of the singer. This isn't a criticism. It's just how the industry works. And it explains why so much pop music sounds sonically cohesive within an era. It's often the same few people making it. Billie Eilish won Song of the Year last night for Wildflower, written with her brother Finneas O'Connell. That win made Billie the first artist ever to win Song of the Year 3 times. She previously won for Bad Guy and What Was I Made For from the Barbie soundtrack. Finneas is another one of these invisible figures, though he's less invisible than most, because his sister is the one singing. He has 10 Grammys. He has 2 Oscars. He was the youngest person ever to win Producer of the Year when he took it home in 2020 at age 22. He's produced almost everything Billie has ever released, working out of a bedroom in their parents' house in Highland Park before they got famous. The Eilish-Phineas partnership shows the economic reality of this arrangement. Songwriters and producers typically split royalties with publishing companies and labels. A songwriter might get 50% of the composition royalties, the royalties tied to the song itself as written, and then the publisher takes the other 50. Mechanical royalties, the payments generated every time a song is sold or streamed, are currently set at about 12 cents per song, split among everyone who worked on it. But here's the higher IQ take. The real money isn't in mechanical royalties anymore. It's in sync licensing. When your song gets placed in a movie, TV show, commercial, or video game, sync deals are negotiated individually, and a single placement in a major film or a Super Bowl ad can pay more than years of streaming revenue. That's why having a catalog of hits matters so much. Max Martin's songs are everywhere because advertisers and filmmakers want music people already know. Last night's Producer of the Year winner was Circuit, real name Henry Walter, a Canadian who grew up in Halifax and worked in call centers before breaking through. He produced Lady Gaga's Abracadabra, Rosé, and Bruno Mars' APT, and much of The Weeknd's recent work. In his acceptance speech, Walter said something that sums up the hitmaker economy. "Once upon a time, I was a kid from Canada making beats in my bedroom, and now I'm here." That's the path. You make beats, you send them to publishers, you hope someone important likes one. The hit rate is brutal, but the few who make it into that upper tier end up working on everything. Bad Bunny won Album of the Year for Deb Tirar Más Fotos, making it the first all-Spanish language album to ever win the category. That's genuinely historic. The Grammys have been criticized for years for not recognizing international music, and this is a clear answer to that criticism. In his acceptance speech, Bad Bunny was overcome with emotion, weeping before taking the stage. He opened with "Ice Out," a reference to the protests against immigration enforcement that had been a theme throughout the night, with multiple artists wearing "Ice Out" pins on the red carpet. But even here, the invisible hitmaker dynamics apply. Check the production credits on that album, and you'll find a team of producers and engineers who helped shape the sound, most of whom you've never heard of. The artist is the face. The team builds the product. We're not saying artists don't deserve credit. They do. Performing, maintaining a public persona, connecting with audiences emotionally, that's real work and real skill. But the mythology of the singer-songwriter genius who sits alone in a room and emerges with a fully formed hit, that's mostly marketing. Modern pop music is collaborative industrial production, and the most successful people in that industry are the ones you've never heard of. Here's the dinner party version. Next time someone asks you about the Grammys, skip the celebrity drama and try this instead. Did you know there's a Swedish guy named Max Martin who's written 28 number one songs? Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift, The Weeknd. Same guy, 30 years. You've probably never heard his name. That tends to land. The Grammys celebrate artists, and they should. But the real story of popular music is about the teams behind the artists, the producers, the songwriters, the engineers, the people who figured out how to make sounds that millions of people want to hear. They don't walk red carpets. They don't give speeches. They just keep making the music that soundtracks our lives. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow. And hey, next time your favorite song comes on, maybe check the credits. You might start seeing some familiar names.